Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson issued a video apology on Thursday to the parents of Michael Brown, an unarmed African-American teenager who was fatally shot by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri last month. The shooting led to violent protests, looting, and massive arrests weeks after the incident. Michael Brown's parents say they are unmoved by the police chief's apology. Lola Akamu reports.
Dressed in a red polo shirt, Police Chief Thomas Jackson appeared on camera looking determined as he offered his apology to the Brown family.
I want to say this to the Brown family. No one who has not experienced the loss of a child can understand what you're feeling. I'm truly sorry for the loss of your son. I'm also sorry that it took so long to remove Michael from the street. The time that it took involved very important work on the part of investigators who are trying to collect evidence and gain a true picture of what happened that day. But it was just too long, and I'm truly sorry for that. Please know that the investigating officers meant no disrespect to the Brown family, to the African-American community, or the people of Canfield. They were simply trying to do their jobs.
Meanwhile, Leslie McSpadden and Michael Brown Sr. were in Washington seeking the help of the Justice Department to take over the case of their son. In an interview with the Associated Press today, his parents said they would rather see an arrest, and Brown Sr. said he wants the police officer, Darren Wilson, in handcuffs. The story in Ferguson is not lost on Misha Irizarry, a Bay Area mother who also lost her only son to a violent police shooting in San Francisco 13 years ago. Idris Stelly was 23 years old and was in an empty movie theater before his body was riddled with 48 shots from 9 San Francisco police officers at the Metreon Theater in 2001. Irizarry spoke with KPFA about her son's story and the final hours of his life.
Idris Stelly was my only child who was shot 48 times by 9 SFPD officers inside of the San Francisco Metreon while he was experiencing a mental health crisis, and he was alone. He didn't have a gun. My son was a tall black man, but he was also pretty much a nerd. You know, he had an IQ of 147, spoke many languages, and he was, even before he graduated from high school, he was already a tutor at City College in advanced math, Spanish, and French. The police evacuated the whole building. I don't know what's going on. They say he just has a gun. He doesn't have a gun. And the call dropped. So I called her back, and when I called her back, I heard the 48 bullets.
Irizarry says the shooting in Ferguson is symptomatic of a divided country and that the apology from the police chief is insincere. She says the feds need to get involved.
It's actually fostering a debate that has been long overdue, where whites were indifferent to the loss of black and brown lives as long as their own weren't killed. And the chief of police is pulling yet another stunt to insult our knowledge of the issue in Ferguson and our intelligence. He's producing deep apologies to the family, but keep banging the protesters. I mean, this is all demagogy. This is not credible. What we need to see is a federal investigation of the killer of Michael Brown.
The Justice Department issued a stern letter yesterday to the police chief and his department to stop its officers from wearing bracelets stamped with "I am Darren Wilson" in solidarity with the police officer who shot the teenager. In Berkeley, I'm Lola Kumu for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.